times is due to him. Peace and blessings be upon his beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was guided by the will of Allah. No one can misguide him, and he who's misguided, no one can guide him except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lord, dear Sheikh Abdulaziz, he recited, يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحة. What is the توبة النصوح? Repentance. He was talking, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is urging us, asking us to apply the concept of quote unquote التوبة النصوح. ما هي التوبة النصوح? Now we need to know the following. First point. Now التوبة in Arabic from the word تابة يتوب توبا فهو تائب, which means to return back. Now returning back to something means توب, رجوع, to return back to something. Now, because we understand Islam that each one of us should, in his original status, to be on the straight path. When he leaves the straight path, outside the straight path now, when he decides to repent, to do tawbah, he comes back to his original place, which is the straight path. Now, what is a tawbah nasuh? We need to understand that to fulfill the concept of tawbah, the real, genuine, honest tawbah, three basic conditions must be fulfilled. And sometimes we have a fourth condition. Now, the must three conditions basically are as following. First one, قال ترك الفعل, to stop doing what I'm doing. To be accepted as tawbah nasuh, real, genuine, stop doing what I'm doing. For example, if I'm drinking alcohol, for example, and I want to apply the concept of real tawbah, I have to stop drinking alcohol. As simple as that. If my problem is that I do not pray on time, I pray just when I go to sleep, I'm doing a sin. I have to stop praying not in the time, which means to stop doing this mistake, to pray on time. If I'm lying, stealing, disrespecting my parents, whatever, to stop doing this act. First condition. Second condition. قال الندم, to regret, to have a real, genuine regression inside myself, which means to feel sorry inside. If I stop doing something and someone asks me, okay, what do you think about the fact that you decided to stop it? Okay, who cares? If this is my attitude, this is, I'm not regretting. I don't have the nadam. I don't have the feel of, I'm sorry. So as long as I don't have this kind of feeling, still I'm not in the area of at-tawbah nasuha. So I need, how can I bring this feeling? By, at least my understanding, by having deep thinking in the fact that how Allah covered me, protected me, and he did not punish me even though I deserved to be punished. By this, I will feel shy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By this, I can bring the feeling of I'm sorry as an attitude. By this, I can apply the concept of regression, to regret. Second condition, al-azmu ala adam al-aud, to have a full determination not to return back, even this thing is easy or whatever. Okay? So to do my best for determination, inshallah, I will not come back. I might come back, but this is like a new phase in my life, okay? Later on, few months later, I became weak, I had a new problem, I was lazy, I had like psychological problem, whatever, a new phase. But there is no pre-thinking that, okay, I will leave it, but in 2 months, I will come back again. So this is not a genuine tawbah. This is the three basic conditions for the tawbah to be considered as an acceptable tawbah. The final one, which is sometimes applicable, not always, which is قال إرجاع الحق للعباد إذا كان هناك حق يرجع. If there is the rights of the people, now the three basic conditions, the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fourth, it's not always applicable, because if the thing that I used to do, that I used to steal money, for example, or let's say, if I used to drink alcohol, I decided to do tawbah, simply I stopped drinking with the other two conditions and that's it. Like, this is the right of Allah. If I used to steal the money, from the people around me, the tawbah will not be acceptable unless if I return back the money. Not necessarily showing that I was a thief. If I can return them back without letting anyone know who was the thief, no problem. I'm not asked to say, look, harami, everyone please, you have to. No. We need Allah as-sittir. Allah does love to protect you and to cover your problem, but fix the problem. I mean, return back the money. For example, if my problem was I used to make lies for the sake of fun and I hurted some people and I caused some real genuine problems in their life. For example, I used to make jokes and make fun of someone. I say he did so and so. He was fired from his job because of my lies. Repentance will not be acceptable unless if I went there and I admitted that I made a mistake and I lied and I fixed his problem and they returned him back to his job, for example, or whatever. But something can be fixed, something can be returned, must be fixed. Or otherwise, the three basic conditions are still hanging, they are not acceptable. With fourth one, if it's acceptable, this is the full package of repentance, which is at-tawbah and nasuha. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us be for those who really do the tawbah nasuha in their daily life. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you for listening. JazakAllah khairan.